With the New Hampshire primary approaching, presidential campaigns there are at full speed. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports on how the leading candidates are reaching out to voters.
Political strategists say a good ground game, a campaign's ability to identify voters and get them to the polls, is worth 3 points at the ballot box. That's a boost any candidate would want.
You guys are going to knock on doors. We're going to make calls. We're going to get the job done and keep America the greatest nation in the history of the earth.
That was former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney earlier this month, kicking off a canvassing drive his campaign called Earn It With Mitt. The goal that day was to knock on 5,000 doors by sundown. With his small army of volunteers, some local, some imported from Massachusetts, the campaign hit its target with relative ease. Tomorrow, Romney embarks on another Earn It With Mitt production, a 3-day bus tour of the state. Along the way, Romney will be joined by many of the local officials who back him. Jim Merrill is Romney's top New Hampshire consultant.
We are making a very multi-layered effort to make sure that the voters see and hear our campaign, see and hear our message. When they go to vote on January 10th, we've given them the best opportunity possible to learn about Governor Romney and choose him as their nominee.
Romney has 9 full-time staff in New Hampshire, and workers from his Boston headquarters visit frequently. For Romney, anything but a solid win in New Hampshire will be perceived as a loss, but the candidate who may have the most riding on ground organization here is former Utah Governor John Huntsman.
We've done 127 public events in the state.
Amazing. Wow, that's great.
Nobody's working it nearly as hard as we are.
That was Huntsman last night in Manchester. He staked it all on New Hampshire by basing his entire campaign here, and unlike his rivals, he's released a long list of town chairmen. Huntsman hammers home the importance of winning here in every campaign speech.
When New Hampshire speaks, everybody pays attention. That's a big deal.
The guy who's been the big deal recently, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, also returns to New Hampshire tomorrow. About 1,000 people attended Gingrich's last local stop 1 week ago. Since then, his poll numbers nationally and in Iowa have dropped. Gingrich got a late start organizing in New Hampshire, but advisor Bob Smith, the former U.S. senator, says the idea that Gingrich lacks a ground game here is no longer valid.
We were criticized early on for not having it. Well, we didn't open the office till October, late October. But you saw an example of 1,000 people. I mean, you don't get 1,000 people turned out without, you know, some organization. So that's changing now.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul's New Hampshire campaign phone banks are busy. Paul spent 2 days here this week. His phone banking's been ongoing for months.
Ron Paul actually would beat Obama, but that wasn't true of the other candidates.
Some volunteers worked from scripts, but other Paul supporters took the liberty to improvise.
Ron's plan would allow me to use those pieces of silver as money, and at first it would only be, it would be very few people, a very small piece of the population knows enough about how money works to save themselves and to put
Ron Paul's support is nothing if not motley, and it includes the Yaakovs, a family of Israeli immigrants who became citizens just 18 months ago. Merav Yaakov says Ron Paul's the only politician she's ever supported and says her family's placed 10,000 calls for Paul. If true, that means each family member has made more than 12 calls on average every day since August.
You know, Ron Paul is really a messenger. He's a good messenger, but the message is what's important. We believe in the message, and we are just full-blown behind it. We are not going to, you know, miss a day here.
Words every New Hampshire campaign would want to hear, and never more than within weeks of the primary. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.